The 3.5-page memo does not deliver what President Trump's supporters breathlessly insisted it would. It claims that when the FBI applied for a FISA warrant to spy on Carter Page, a former Trump campaign advisor, it based that request on a dossier from an opponent of the president paid by the Clinton campaign and didn't reveal that to the court. But Congressman Adam Schiff of L.A., the ranking Democrat on the Intelligence Committee chaired by Devin Nunes, tells KCBS that's simply not true. Schiff says this memo is one-sided and inaccurate, cherry-picking facts to fit the Republican narrative.
This wasn't about oversight. This is about telling a political story that's helpful to the president. It's about telling a political story that's designed to injure the work of the special counsel and to discredit it. Calling that oversight or calling that transparency is a ruse.
Hoover Institution senior fellow Abe Sofer, a former federal judge who was Ronald Reagan's State Department legal counsel, says the memo is full of holes, but
the fact that it's cherry-picked doesn't mean that these aren't cherries worth the American public's information and knowledge. These are very disturbing cherries.
Schiff fears the memo will have a chilling effect on the intelligence community and its willingness to share information with Congress. Other California leaders in Congress, including Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, and Kamala Harris, are also sharply critical of its release. Doug Sovereign, KCBS.